Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Rhema Remnant Radio, a broadcast designed with the minister in mind.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political, or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Coming to your community is the Word and Power Packed Rhema Group University meeting. Call 641-715-3800, extension 91120. That's 641-715-3800, extension 91120 for more info.
Thank you for listening to USWAT Radio. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaign. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Hello?
You're called in, right?
You said I'm called in. Calling again?
I'm calling into a...
service room. Hello? Still playing music?
Yeah, do you hear? You don't hear anything?
I don't hear anything. Yeah, but hang up and call again. See if all. Well, good evening, listeners. I'm going to talk until I know that I'm on the air. I thank you for listening to tonight. I'm not going to be on very long. There's some much-needed rest that I need to get to prepare for this wonderful weekend that we have planned. And I'm just excited about the things that the Lord is doing this year. So far, we've had the Sovereign Compass, and we're going to continue. We have a few more lessons in that this weekend. And next week, we should be finished. And then I'm going to encourage you to download and get that information. Am I on the air? Yeah. All right. So thank you for listening to tonight. I am in need of much rest. Just have getting adjusted to a new schedule, a new focus, and so I'm going to rest tonight. I do solicit your prayers for many families, Reverend Douglas in particularly, and Reverend or Sister Chiquita, who are having challenges with cancer. And I'm going to pray for both of them, and then I'm going to pray for the ministers of the gospel. And then I'm going to get some rest tonight. I want you to keep listening to the broadcast. We have really been working hard on getting some new things prepared for you. And we're just ecstatic at all that is going to take place in the next few weeks and days. But let me pray for those two, Sister Shakita and Reverend Douglas, who are being challenged with cancer. And as you know, I'm very passionate about healing. We'll all talk about healing, too, this year and various things. But let me pray for these two while they're on my heart. Father, in the name of Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this day. Knowing that this is the day that you have made, I rejoice and am glad. I thank you for the privilege to be able to come before your presence with thanksgiving, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. I thank you, Lord, that you're God all by yourself, and besides you there is none other. I thank you, Lord, that you are moving and doing what only you can do in the lives of so many people. Father, as I make a petition to you, I stand in agreement that your word will prevail in any circumstance that is uplifted on this broadcast, that your word be magnified. And Father, I uplift right now in the name of Jesus up Sister Shakita, Father. You know the diagnosis is that they gave her a few months to live, and that they found cancer in her bloodstream that to the world seems incurable. But Father, you are the great physician, and you sent your word, and you healed your people. I'm asking you, Father, right now to do what only you can do. Go through her bloodstream. Cause there to be an increase in the white blood cells, Father, that would strengthen her immune system and cause it to sustain the infirmity, Father. And Father, where there has been iniquity or anything passed down from generations to generations, we break it under the power of the Holy Ghost that gives us the ability to speak to those things that be not as though they were. I speak life to her body and to every limb and to every tissue and to every fiber of her being, Father. I thank you, Lord, that the bloodstream would be cleansed, Father, and that the white blood cells would increase, that she would have strength from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I thank you, Lord, that whatever practices of medicine that she is cooperating with, Father, that it would line up for the perfection for which you've called it, because her body is your temple. And, Father, you would love to see her throughout her all, throughout her days, living long and strong. It is her desire to be there for her children and to see her children prosper and flourish, Father. In your word, now, Father, she's been given a horrible sentence, but you have told us to teach us to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom. You have not left it in the man to determine our fate. We thank you that you're the author and the finisher of her faith. So, Father, I'm asking you to go to whatever house she's at, whatever environment that she is, and whatever senses of fear that tries to tell her she has no hope. Father, her hope is anchored in her faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I see the evidence, Father, of her healing, her miraculous healing, being first of all, being there for her children and their family, or being a living testimony that you're God and God all by yourself. Father, we are trusting you that you're going to perform the miraculous on her behalf. And those things I cannot speak in my native tongue. Yo corre calamaria, tira que ya todo que va a cambiar que me frose que me le ya que le quiera buscar para que tiene muere te chile ya más que ya todo. And then, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you will send angels and angelic hosts to assist her, to comfort her, to make sure that she gets well rest, that financial resources will not be hindered, that medical research will not go unnoticed, Father, that whatever needed is needed to see to her miraculous aid. I thank you, Lord, that the finished product is going to give you alone all glory, honor, and praise. And then, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Reverend Douglas, Father, who has already come through a conqueror's bout with one type of cancer, and it went to another area. Father, I speak to her kidneys. I speak to her immune system. I speak to every deforming faculty that does not line up with the perfection for which you call our curse, every demonic background that would try to keep her hindered from doing the work that you have called her to do. Now, Father, as she goes through radiation and different forms of chemo, Father, you ease the pain, sever her stomach that she might receive nourishment, that she might receive strength, Father. You touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father. Father, you give her strength to endure those practices that are helping her, assist her in what only you can do, and that is become a divine healer for her. Father, you've already sent your word, and you healed her, Father. But I ask for a manifestation of the miraculous on her behalf, that she will not have to endure long forms of chemo and radiation. But, Father, she will be strengthened. I speak to her appetite, that it will open up, and that she will begin to eat so that her body can be nourished, that it might not be attacked during this time, and that it will not go frail because of the work and the vision that you planted in her heart. And you touch her church members and every member that is concerning her, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will keep her church uplifted, and that as she transitions to divine health, Father, I thank you, Lord, that her members would be growing steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, so that your labor is not in vain. Now, there may be others, Father, but those two came to my heart to uplift tonight on this program. I thank you, Lord, that you sent your word and you healed your people. Now, Father, I thank you for the anointing of your word. I thank you for the transforming power of your word. I ask, Father, that the revelation of your word would be enlightened in those that profess to be called to your sacred vocation of ministry. I pray that the revelation of the kingdom of God, coming here on earth as it is in heaven, would be in them so that, Father, you would be able to extend your kingdom in the precious lives of your people. Let this year bring about an evangelistic operation that causes reconciliation and restoration in the hearts of your precious one, because you so loved the world that you gave the Lord Jesus as a ransom for all, that anyone that would call upon his name would be saved. Father, I thank you, Lord, right now, that your presence, that your power, that signs and wonders will accompany those that are covenant with this ministry as far as pastors and preachers, but also those that are called to the ministry that may just buzz this type of ministry every once in a while. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they will not lean to their flesh and lean to the circumstances of this world and the pressures of economic reluctancies, Father, and those manipulations that are eroding people's securities, Father. I thank you, Lord, right now that the spirit of Elijah and the power of your son, which is the spirit of judgment and the spirit of fire, would invade us as ministers of the gospel, that we would awaken into greater truths and greater insights and concepts and revelations of your power. Father, I thank you that the power of God this year would be rest upon your church, that they would become active in their communities, Father, that they would do only what you have insisted as prime directives from the leading and guiding of your Holy Spirit, who you've sent to unveil the truth we need to know in the land of the living. Father, I praise you for your word. I thank you that your word is prevailing in the lives. Now, Father, I thank you, Lord, that those who are not filled with your Holy Spirit, that are ministering your word, would have an encounter with the Holy Ghost this year, that their lives will be transformed by the illumination and the enlightenment that only comes from the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that even on this program, as we go into deeper depths and concepts of your word, that your word would cause a growth and a maturity in the body of Christ, that anybody that calls upon this line would become healed, would become delivered, that signs and wonders would spark visions, and the miraculous and manifested glories, days of heaven here on earth, Father, because we are expecting in 2011 to hear directly from heaven, directly from you, Father, as what you would have us to do, what you would have us to say. So, Father, I'm asking you this day to be gracious to your children, to show your goodness in the land of the living, and as they transition, that the grace of God will be multiplied through their resilience and reliance upon faith to take proper place in their lives. Father, that which I cannot utter with my native tongue. That even when I'm praying in tongues, Father, those that have not received full manifestation of your prayer language, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you say anyone that has received, I pray that the dispensation of the Holy Ghost would saturate their mind from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Now, as I speak, if you're listening under the sound of my voice, and you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm not asking you to repeat me. I'm asking you to ask the Father to give you a language that when I pray, it will spark, hallelujah, the power of the Holy Ghost on your life, and you would speak as the children did in the upper room, and that you would give utterance from the Holy Ghost. Now, when a man speaks in an unknown tongue, they speak not to man, but to God. Howbeit, they speak in mysteries, and most important, there's an edification. There's an inward building, an inward stability that makes you apt to receive. So, Father, as I pray in the Holy Ghost, I'm releasing by faith a power, an anointing that only you can give by your allotted permission. And even in doing this, I'm sensing your release for the ability of supernatural impartation of the Holy Ghost. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we saturate ourselves in your presence, I thank you that that same resurrection power would quicken those that desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your quarter is killing, but I'm not carrying out another quarter. I thank you, Lord, that signs and wonders follow those that believe. I thank you, Lord, that we will be living proofs, because faith without proof is faith. I thank you, Lord, that we will be living epistles written by the Spirit of God, etching out the laws that you have incensed in our hearts, that we might raise up and be that children and embrace of righteousness in this earth realm. I thank you, Lord, for your presence. I thank you for even the rejuvenation that is taking place in my body as I begin to pray on behalf of your church, Father. I join myself with the intercessors, groaning with utterances that cannot be uttered with our native tongue. I thank you, Lord, Father, that you are going from the north, south, east, and west, causing churches to be raised up in the admonition of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that power is being released on your church. And Father, you alone will get all praise, honor, and glory as we rest tonight, Father, having spent much time in your word. Let it not be fall on deaf ears. Let's say, glory, Father, let it not be the last time that we delight in. We thank you for another era. We thank you for another decade, another opportunity to live in this building, glorifying and magnifying your holy name. We praise you because of your word. We praise you because you have been placed your word above your name, and those words cause our eyes and ears to be open and sense to be received in our lives, Father. We receive you. We love you. We praise you. We glorify your name, for you alone are worthy, Father. I thank you, Lord, that the seed of prayer and the seed of intercession was birthed on the behalf of your people, that they would arise and become prophets and pastors and teachers and evangelists and apostles, Father, for the edification of the body, for the work of ministry, for the perfecting of the saints. I thank you, Lord, that the grace of God has been multiplied this day and is appearing as it is at the beginning of salvation. Father, for transformation to take place in the lives of your precious people, that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus. We praise you because you've given him the name that is above every name. Every authoritative in heaven and the earth bows to his name. And so, Father, we seal this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus. And, Father, we praise you and we glorify your name. We lift our hands in adoration and we say, Abba, Father, you're worthy. You're worthy of all the praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I trust that whatever I already feel better, I almost can breathe, but the Lord told me I can rest tonight. But I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, everything, God, you will be able to thank God because His power is able to heal and is able to restore and is able to strengthen. Glory to God. I thank you. Sometimes, you know, we just neglect. Sometimes we just take a little bit of prayer, having a little talk, as the Lord says, Jesus. Tell them all about your troubles. Hear your faces cry, and He will answer. And we know we should buy and buy, but we know that before you call, so He don't answer right away. Hear our prayer. We'll turn and knowing that fire is burning. Why? Because we got the power of the Holy Ghost building ourselves in our most holy faith, saying, no God, always knowing that when we have a talk with Jesus, everything, glory to God. I feel like an old man in a young man's body. Oh, we'll have a little talk with Jesus. He just makes it right. My God, from Zion. Ooh, I feel my help. Glory to God. I better hold my own mule before I shout. And you know, I don't pick nothing up and put nothing down. So, look, it's been a blessing being on here a couple of weeks, just live every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. You keep listening on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. We're going to be on here teaching the Word of God. Now, tonight, even though we didn't preach a message, we had a message. Glory to God. We knew that God answered the prayer. I already sense that great testimonies are going to come out there. And, you know, it's just a delight. It's just a delight to be in His presence. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do. Because greater is He that lives within you than he that's within the world. This is LaVon Breland, founder of Urban Lord Campaigns and host of Rhema Remnant Radio. Thank you for listening to tonight. God bless you and good night.